Time to make yourself safe when it comes to scams.
And now on Money News, the CommBank Safe Report. Protecting you is our priority. That's why we're keeping you up to date on all things scams and fraud. Visit CommBank Safe today to learn how we're keeping you CommBank Safe.
And look, the war is far from won, but there is some good news about progress in the battle against scams and fraud. According to the National Anti-Scam Centre's Targeting Scams report, there was a 13% fall in reported losses from scams across 2023. Usually the graph is going up and up, but finally some declines. Good news, but there's still a lot more work to be done. With $2.74 billion lost to financial crimes over that same period. It's still investment scams that are leading the way, accounting for more than half of that total. And so there's lots of things for you to look out for. James Roberts is the General Manager of Group Fraud for the Commonwealth Bank, and he joins me tonight to highlight what to watch out for when it comes to investment and phishing scams. James, welcome to Money News.
Thanks for having me back, Debs.
So tonight we want to look at specifically investment and phishing scams. And I want to start with investment scams because they're causing the greatest financial losses for all Australians, which is frightening to think about initially. But we've got to be vigilant, all of us do. But explain first up how these investment scams actually work.
Yeah, so definitely a big problem for Australia. Like the ACCC's latest data, $1.3 billion in investment scams in 2023. A lot of them originate off social media platforms, and there'll be some advice saying, no, you can make a 1,000% return or quite quick money, and just luring you in, and you literally are then contacted by the scammer who brings you onto their platform.
And that's the thing, the old adage, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. But how can you check if you are getting into something, an investment scam that's legitimate, or an investment, let's remove the scam, an investment that's legitimate and not a scam?
Yeah, I think first is the rate of return. So if it's beyond what you could even conceive of in the market for a normal investment, that's a pretty good red flag. I love to look up on the internet. Google it, see what other people have said about it. There's a lot of scam reporting sites there. And then I think last is circle of trust. Talk to your friends and family, and you often get an unbiased sort of independent opinion of really should you be committing a lot of money to this?
Yeah, that's it. Ask the questions and be cynical, I suppose. And is it online that most of these investment scams are happening, or is it happening in the real world too?
So there's a bit in the real world, but the vast majority is on social media. So an advert on a social media platform you subscribe to saying that it might be showing a public figure, maybe even a deep fake of that public figure.
Because that's the thing, you talk about the circle of trust. They're often using people to sell a particular investment scam who you would trust.
Yeah, that's it. A public figure who has a good reputation being impersonated in a deep fake video. And then literally as soon as you start clicking into it and providing your details, you're on the hook. And then usually a small investment, and that small investment grows, and a bit of time pressure. No, you've got to get into the market now. You're going to miss the opportunity, and suddenly you're stuck.
And on the hook takes us to the phishing scams with a PH, not an F. Talk about phishing scams. They're the most reported scam type, but how do they usually happen?
Yeah, definitely the most voluminous in the whole of Australia. SMS, you will have received maybe some road toll ones, people impersonating AusPost or Link Transurban road
tolls. And they're often around the time that you would expect to get a text message from the tax office around tax time end of financial year or end of reporting season. You would expect, even from the Australia Post, around Christmas time, a lot of people are sending parcels. They're linked to that calendar when those sort of events happen, aren't they?
You know, that normality of I'm always receiving parcels in the post, so I'm not that surprised to receive a link with a parcel thing or some notice, or I was driving on the road. So maybe my e-tag didn't work and I do need to pay something quickly.
And AI, we've talked about AI with investment scams. Are they also playing a part of artificial intelligence to make it harder to spot the phishing scams too?
Maybe less so on phishing, but certainly using some generative AI to make the wording believable as opposed to the usual errors in spelling and small things that you might pick up on.
Because I think we've often sort of thought, look, grammatically, there's usually you can tell if the scam or the phishing is there. But sometimes they are very good and they're very hard to pick.
Yeah, and also, let's be honest, generative AI, ChatGTP, they're all very accessible to everyone in the public, so they're also accessible to scammers, so they can make high-quality content.
Even to the headers of, like, an Oz Post, you would think, even down to the colours that they use, it looks very legitimate.
Yeah, when they impersonate those brands, they take their actual sites and they make sure that the perfect marketing colours are used on their scam version too, which gives it the believability, which is unfortunately why a lot of the Australian population falls for it.
So if you think that you have been scammed or you've got a loved one who you're concerned about, what's the first step that you advise people to take?
Yeah, single best step is to call the bank, because the faster you act, the more chance of preserving or recovering money there is. If you wait a couple of weeks while you're deciding or not sure, that money will be long gone. Huh?
And do the banks generally have a specific area, department that you can go to help with scams rather than general banking?
That's correct. You know, speaking broadly on behalf of the industry, every single one has a scams and fraud department that generally staffed with specialists that can help you in the fastest way possible.
And the CommBank, what's the CommBank doing to try to prevent these scams, A, from happening in the first place and from helping people out if they think that they have fallen victim?
Yeah, so there's obviously a myriad of things that we work on, but maybe just cherry picking. We've put in some fairly strong policies on cryptocurrency transfers because of the very high degree of scams that we've seen there. And that's been incredibly successful in reducing the losses to customers through investment scams usually. We've brought in name check as well, so that when you're making a payment to someone, instead of having to hope that the name that you think you're paying to is the actual one you're paying to, we actually give you an indication as you make the payment to say whether who you think you're paying is who you're paying. We've also introduced anti-bank impersonation software. So when you're on a phone call, if you receive a phone call out the blue from the bank, we can send you a message in the app to prove it's us so that you don't have that question mark of...
Because they can piggyback the scammers off legitimate phone numbers, can't they? And text messages too.
We've seen it lots, yeah, spoofing of phone numbers and that, pretending to be the bank. And very credible. They'll even read out a privacy statement to you, which has you half on the hook as saying, well, hang on, this could be the bank. We've receded into the app because it's a place that we know the scammers can't fiddle with. And it's a place of trust for us that can prove that we are actually the bank. And also then you don't need to answer questions about security questions that might feel themselves like a scam.
So it's linked to the app. So if you're on the phone to the bank, you'll get a message at the same time from the bank to prove it is the bank you're talking to scammers.
We call it caller check, and we have a version for branch called customer check because someone might try to impersonate you in a branch as well. So we do the same for both channels.
And we are seeing generally, thankfully, some of the rates of scams have been coming down, which is the opposite of what it has been in previous years. It's just been this exponential increase. That's at least heartening.
Yeah, that is certainly one where the war is not over. But if I look historically back at the ACCC Scam Watch reporting, each year has been 100% growth, 100% growth, 80% growth. And we've just had our first retraction by 13%. So the war's not over, but at least that horrific upwards trajectory has been tempered. And hopefully now with the telecommunications, the digital platforms, the banks and the government working together, hopefully we can actually start to shrink it significantly now.
Well, all power to you. Whatever we can do to reduce these scammers is very welcome. James, always good to talk. Thanks so much for joining us.
Cheers. Thanks, Debs.
James Roberts there, General Manager of Group Fraud at the CommBank.